As of Friday, nearly 2,000 votes had been cast online in the Harbor Center Public Art Contest. That, according to Frank Cravatta, Executive Vice President of Creative Services for Pagula Sports and Entertainment. Six finalists are vying for a cash prize and a chance to have their work viewed for years to come by the hundreds of thousands who'll be making their way past one of downtown Buffalo's marquee locations.
Given the construction of Harbor Center, the loading dock doors are really at the front facade of Harbor Center itself. So during the construction process, we saw an opportunity to self-promote Harbor Center. And about halfway through, we had the idea of when the time was right, why don't we turn it into a public art competition? So we promoted it online and through our social media and received dozens of different ideas, and we're down to the final six, which you can vote now on harborcenter.com.
That voting continues until February 17th. For the purpose of disclosure, I work for the Buffalo Sabres as their public address announcer, but this is not a conversation about hockey. It's about public art.
What about the value of this type of public art going on a building that is as conspicuous as the Harbor Center?
After college, I painted murals around Buffalo to make ends meet, and one of them is still up. It's the big lion on the side of Manny's Restaurant on Delaware Avenue. So personally, for me, it's something that I'm very in tune with, and it was nice that when I went to ownership with the idea to do this, that they were very much supportive of it, and that it's going to give, you know, a local artist a pretty unique canvas, and I think that the more that we can do this, the better. I know Philadelphia is a city that has a tremendous mural program, and I think we're maybe lacking a little bit behind, but we're trying to do our part to open these opportunities up.
And then you probably have a thought about this as well, about the talent that is available around here. You know, what do you see coming in this area? When we talk so much about the resurgence of Buffalo economically, and there is a certain spirit that's been going along with that as well, but are we seeing that in art? Are you sensing that at all?
Well, just from the final six submissions are very well done. One, the quality is superb. Two, the content and how people are trying to tell stories of our historic city was a really nice surprise, so that when people go online and see these, like I said, the quality is great, and the subject matter, people get it. People know where the city was and where it's going, and a lot of these finalists are depicting that in really creative, unique ways, so we're really happy.
Frank Cravatta, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.